With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer discuss putting pressure on the Kremlin to end its war in Ukraine. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Conference wrapping up his state visit to the UK, the president said he was very disappointed with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He's let me down. He's really let me down.
Prime Minister Starmer denounced Putin's continued attacks against Ukraine and recent violations of NATO airspace.
These are not the actions of someone who wants peace.
He said pressure on Putin needs to be ramped up in order to end the bloodshed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NVIDIA announcing a major new partnership with Intel, working on custom data centers and personal computer products. NVIDIA also investing $5 billion in Intel's common stock. That deal subject to regulatory approvals and comes 1 month after the United States government took a 10% stake in Intel. The Senate has confirmed 48 Trump nominees on a block vote.
Republicans acted for the first time under new rules to clear a backlog of executive branch positions that had been delayed by Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 51 and the nays are 47, and the nominations on block are confirmed.
Senate Republicans moved last week to make it easier to confirm large groups of lower-level, non-judicial nominations. The new Senate rules allow Senate Republicans to move multiple nominees with a simple majority vote. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Harvard grad has been arrested on fraud charges alleging he swindled fellow alumni of the school out of $4 million in a Ponzi scheme. The 46-year-old man charged with securities, wire, and investment advisor fraud. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Yet another attack on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 70 people have been killed in several villages when members of the Allied Democratic Forces, a Muslim terrorist group, launched coordinated attacks last week. Muslim terrorism is spreading widely throughout sub-Saharan Africa, which has a large population of Christians, terrorist groups operating in numerous countries there. This is SRN News. Well, House leaders have announced that members will be allowed $10,000 per month to cover personal security costs in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
That monthly total doubles to $5,000 currently available to House lawmakers under a pilot program created this summer to boost member security, which would be extended through November 21st under the stopgap funding patch House Republicans are trying to pass this week. After the announcement was made, lawmakers unsatisfied with that dollar amount brought their concerns to the House floor, where a large gaggle of Republicans from all corners of the conference took their issues straight to Speaker Mike Johnson and House Administration Chair Brian Steil. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Prosecutor in Pennsylvania says that suspected stalker was armed with a rifle and hid inside his girlfriend's home in Pennsylvania, ambushed police officers when they came in. Three officers are dead. More details at srnnews.com.